Whenever a woman calls me on a job and asks me to come to her home, she's either afraid to be seen entering a detective's office for social reasons, or she's guilty of something and is going to lie all over the place. It was the former reason with this woman who said her name was Margaret Chandler. The address she gave me was downtown in the old part of the city. The house turned out to be one of those ancient four-story mansions that got its start in the days of Diamond Jim Brady. A maid ushered me into a cool, dark library, and I knew right away that Miss Chandler had never before hired a detective. Her sleek, soft slimness said 38 or 40, but her hands told the truth. Her simple clothes whispered money, and the coated voice hinted at what the newspapers like to call the Blue Book set.
Come in, Mr. Runyon. I'm Miss Chandler. That will be awkward. Thanks. Won't you sit down?
Thanks.
I appreciate your coming here, Mr. Runyon. You see, I couldn't very well come to you.
I understand. What's the trouble?
I hardly know how to begin. See, I've never done this sort of thing before. I'm frightened, Mr. Runyon. I'm terribly frightened, and I can't go to the police.
Why not?
Because nothing has happened yet.
You'd better start at the beginning, Miss Chandler.
It's my nephew Byron, my sister's only child. It started when my sister Eugenia remarried 6 months ago. Byron's always been a strange boy, and he seemed to resent his stepfather.
There's nothing so unusual about that.
No, I know. But instead of getting better, he's becoming worse. And then... last week...
What happened last week?
Late at night. I'd been asleep when suddenly some noise awakened me. I heard voices in the study on the second floor. It was my sister's husband and Byron. They were quarreling violently.
What about?
I don't know. But last night I accidentally found a loaded revolver in Byron's room.
What were you doing in his room, Miss Chandler?
I'm looking for something. A book.
I see.
That's why I'm frightened, Mr. Runyon. I'm afraid that Byron is going to kill his stepfather.
Aren't you jumping to conclusions, Miss Chandler? After all, a man doesn't usually murder somebody just because he resents him as a stepfather.
But you don't understand. You don't know Byron. I've told you he's strange. He has a wild, vicious temper. Like his father.
His father?
Yes. His father had the worst temper I've ever seen. Oh, that's his portrait hanging over the fireplace.
You said had the worst temper. Is Byron's father dead?
Yes.
Good-looking guy, wasn't he?
Yes, he was handsome. But he was stern and unrelenting, and his temper was terrible.
That's funny.
What?
You're saying he was stern and unrelenting. Anybody looking at this portrait would think he was a shrinking violet.
I don't understand.
The eyes. They're looking sideways at the floor. It gives him a shy, timid look.
Why, yes. Yes, I do see what you mean. I'd never noticed.
The rest of the family, where are they?
Why?
I might like to talk to them.
Oh, no, you mustn't.
Why not?
Well, you couldn't see them anyway. Eugenia's in her room. She wasn't feeling well. And her husband is busy in his study.
And Byron?
No, please. It will be Byron.
Is he here?
I think so. I don't know for sure.
I see. Just what do you want me to do, then?
You don't understand. I want you to prevent another murder.
Another murder?
Yes, Mr. Runyon. A year ago, Brian's father was murdered in this house.
Well, come on in, Runyon.
Hello, Mac. How's your memory today?
Well, that depends. What do you want me to remember?
Something about a murder that happened a little over a year ago.
There's lots of murders. Which one?
A guy named Hale, Jonathan Hale. Remember the case?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure, I remember that case. I worked on it myself, and I wasn't ever really satisfied with it.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, it was all circumstantial evidence.
Tell me about it. What happened?
Well, what's your interest in it, Brad?
Never mind. Just tell me briefly what happened.
Well, as I remember it, this guy Hale, a Wall Street bigwig, was found dead in his bedroom, murdered.
Shot?
Yeah, twice with a German Luger, but the gun was missing.
Who found the body?
His sister-in-law, Miss Margaret Chandler.
Go on.
Well, it seems this guy Hale had a violent temper, really went nuts when he got mad.
Had he been mad at anybody just before he was killed?
Yeah. He had an argument with his chauffeur, a guy named Foulmouth, and threatened to fire him.
I see. What was the argument about?
Something about some money that was lost. Hale accused the chauffeur of taking it. After Hale was found dead, the chauffeur was discovered drunk in his room. The Luger was in one of his dresser drawers, and his fingerprints was all over it.
He was convicted.
Yeah, it was an open and shut case. But because of the evidence all being circumstantial, he didn't get the chair. They sent him up for life. I was glad because, as I said, I never did feel quite right about it.
What other reasons did you have besides the evidence?
Well, it was nothing you could put your finger on, just the way the rest of the family acted.
How do you mean?
Well, for instance, there was a son, a kid named Byron. Acted like a nut. Sometimes he wouldn't say a word, wouldn't answer questions. The next minute he'd be raving around all over the place.
How about the wife?
She didn't show up at the trial. They said she was sick. Her sister, the one who found the body, was there every day, though, with an old friend of the family, a guy named Alfred Gregory. There was a rumor that this Gregory had been too friendly with the wife, but nothing ever came of him.
Nothing, except the fact that Alfred Gregory married Mrs. Hale about 6 months ago.
Married her?
Yeah. Thanks, Mike. I'll be seeing you.
Where are you going?
I'm going to try and prevent a second murder in that house.
Clara said you wished to see my sister Margaret.
Yes, isn't she here?
She's gone out, but I'll be glad to give her a message.
No, thanks. I think I'll wait for her to come in.
But she may not return for some time.
I don't mind waiting. You're Mrs. Alfred Gregory, aren't you?
Why, yes. Might I ask who you are?
Sure. My name is Runyon.
Runyon? Then you're the detective my sister called.
How did you know she called me?
Why did she call you, Mr. Runyon? What could my sister want of the detective?
Why don't you ask her?
It's about my son, Byron, isn't it? Isn't it?
What makes you think it's Byron?
Because people don't understand him. You mustn't believe Margaret, Mr. Runyon. She dislikes Byron and...
Virginia?
What? Why, Alfred,
what are you doing here with this man? Who is he?
I was doing nothing, Alfred. This is Mr. Runyon, a detective.
Detective? What's a detective doing in this house?
I didn't hire him, Alfred. Margaret did. It's about Byron. You know how...
Go to your room, Eugenia.
But Alfred...
Do as I say.
Yes, Alfred.
Well, Mr. Runyon, suppose you tell me what this is all about. My sister-in-law has hired you because of something Byron has done. I have a right to know about it.
I didn't say it was about Byron.
Oh, come now, Mr. Runyon. Let's not beat about the bush. I suppose my sister-in-law has told you that he acts strangely at times. That he has a worse temper than his late father, if that's possible. But what my sister-in-law has told you isn't true.
What isn't true, Gregory?
That Byron is insane. He's wild, he's spoiled, and he's a spendthrift, yes. But he's the same as you and I.
You'd never know from the eyes in his father's portrait that the son would be a spendthrift. Yeah.
Look here, Alfred, I just had about enough of your meddling in my affairs.
Byron, I've told you not to interrupt me when I'm busy.
You've told me a lot of things, and you're going to tell me something else right now. Why did you tell the bank to stop honoring my checks?
Byron, this is neither the time nor the place to discuss such matters.
That's what you think. I'm warning you, Alfred. Someday you're going too far.
That's enough.
Get out of here. I'll get out, all right. But if that bank isn't notified at once to honor my checks, you're going to be sorry.
I'm sorry you had to see that, Runyon, but perhaps now you can understand what I mean about the boy.
Yeah.
You never know when it's going to do next. However, he doesn't. Me or harm, his mother has spoiled him.
I don't think I'll wait for Miss Chandler after all. Go on, Gregory.
Goodbye, Mr. Runyon. Oh, and if I were you, I'd just forget the entire matter. I'll speak to Margaret, then I'm sure she'll understand.
Yeah. I'm sure she will.
Mr. London?
Yeah.
I've got a question, Mr. London. I've only got a second, but...
But what, Mrs. Gregory?
My sister's lying to you. You mustn't believe what she says, and you mustn't do what she wants you to. She's trying to hurt me and cause trouble to all of us.
Why?
Because she's in love with my husband, Alfred.
Hello, Byron. I thought maybe you'd be in to see me this morning.
I want to talk to you, William.
Well, have you got the money with you?
What money?
The money to buy me out.
I don't know what you mean. I said I wanted to talk to you.
Okay, I'm listening.
Why were you talking to my stepfather yesterday?
I thought you were going to do the talking.
So I was right. He did hire you to frame me.
Frame you for what?
He hates me. He's turned my mother against me, made her hate me too. But he lied to you, Runyon. He's not crazy, and he's not going to frame anything on me. I told him to let me alone. I warned him. If he doesn't, Runyon, so help me out.
Kill him?
I didn't say that.
Who murdered your father, Byron?
What are you talking about? You know, it was Thomas the chauffeur.
Was it?
So that was him. That's what he's up to. He told you I killed father. But I didn't do it, you understand? I didn't.
Why do you keep a loaded gun in your room?
A loaded gun?
That's right.
It's another of his lies.
Your Aunt Margaret found it there night before last.
She's lying, too. She must be helping Alfred. She hates me, too.
You're a popular guy, aren't you?
They're not going to frame me, though. I don't even own a gun. I've never had one in my life.
Not even a German Luger?
Look here, Runyon, that's enough of that. I don't know what my stepfather's trying to do or why he hired you. But I do know this. You didn't murder my father. The chauffeur did it, and he's in jail. They're trying to pin that on me. They're making a big mistake. And so are you.
Hello?
Hey, Runyon, this is Mac.
Yes, Mac.
You know that Hale murder we were talking about yesterday?
What about it?
I just found out something might be interesting to you.
What, Mac?
The chauffeur, the guy who was set up for the killing.
Yeah?
He may be able to help us find out the truth.
Oh, Mac.
He escaped from prison early last night.
Not yet, Gregory.
If you want to be of any help to us, the best thing for you to do is to keep an eye on Byron.
I think I'd better keep an eye on all of you.
All of us? Why?
The chauffeur escaped from prison last night.
Escaped? But how?
I don't know, but he's on the loose. Unless I miss my guess, he'll be around to pay you a call.
Got to stop him, Runyon. He's a killer. You might think we're to blame, he who won revenge.
That's right.
The police, can't they do something?
They're doing everything they can to find him. You better ask them for a couple of cops to watch the house.
Yes, I'll call them right away. Upstairs, the library. The chauffeur is here. Do you think he...
I don't know. There on the floor, under the fortress.
Eugenia. Is she...
She's fainted.
Fainted?
Yeah. Here, give me a hand. Help me lift her up here on the sofa.
Eugenia... Wait, Runyon. I'm worried about her. I'll carry her to her room and call a doctor.
Okay, but be careful.
What could have happened?
I don't know. Mind if I stay here for a few minutes?
No, of course not. Well, what are you going to do?
I want to see if I can find out why she fainted.
I'll stay with her until the doctor comes.
In his room lying on the floor. Oh, Mr. Runyon is dead. There's a knife sticking in his heart.
And this is where you found Mrs. Gregory?
Yeah. She was lying there on the floor in front of the big portrait.
Where is she now?
Just before you guys got here, she seemed to be getting worse. So Gregory took her to the hospital. Any fingerprints on the knife?
No, but it doesn't matter. It must have been the chauffeur.
Yeah.
Every cop in town's on the lookout for him. We'll pick him up soon. What does the sister have to say?
Miss Chandler was in her room when Mrs. Gregory screamed. She thought the screams came from Byron's room. She went in there, found him dead on the floor. You don't think she killed him, do you?
Maybe.
You're nuts, Brad. She was scared silly. Besides, whoever killed Byron would have been messed up some. Put up quite a fight. Just look at the condition of the room. You said yourself she didn't have a hair out of place.
I know it doesn't make sense. There are several things that don't fit together in this business.
What?
Why didn't we hear the fight? Gregory and I were on the first floor talking when Mrs. Gregory screamed. No, Mac. Something is wrong here unless...
Unless what?
Unless Byron was already dead when I got here.
You mean the chauffeur got in the house earlier, killed the boy, and then hid himself waiting to finish off some more of the family?
I'm not sure the chauffeur was ever in the house.
But you're crazy. That's why Mrs. Gregory screamed. She must have seen the chauffeur.
Yeah.
Must have been hiding here in the library, maybe in that closet over there.
Yeah.
She must have come in here, accidentally found the chauffeur, screamed, and fainted.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the matter with you anyway? What do you keep yammering me for?
You're wrong, Mac. It wasn't the chauffeur that made Mrs. Gregory scream.
Well, if it wasn't the chauffeur, what was it?
The portrait, Mac. The portrait of a late husband.
What about it?
Look at it, Mac.
Well, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
When I first saw that portrait yesterday, the eyes were looking toward the...
I noticed those eyes when I first came in. They looked so fierce, and they're staring right straight at you. They seem to follow you all the way around the room.
Uh-huh. They're almost alive.
You mean this is a different picture than the one you saw here yesterday?
Maybe. Maybe not.
But I don't understand why...
You will. Come on, Mac.
Where to?
The hospital. I want to talk to Mrs. Gregory.
Phone car 22. Calling car 22. Door to the corner of 23rd and 7th Avenue, that is all.
Well, I'll still feel a lot better when we pick up that chauffeur. The three cops guarding the house, and the sister ought to be safe if he shows up there again.
Yeah.
Now don't start that yarn again. Can't understand it. No word at all, the chauffeur. Every cop in the force looking for him, he's still gone.
Call Lieutenant McKenzie. Calling Lieutenant McKenzie.
They're calling you, Mac. Okay. Okay, come in, Sweeney. This is McKenzie.
They just picked up that escaped convict, Foulmouth.
The chauffeur. Good, good. Well, Runyon, there you are. That's fat.
Maybe.
Where'd they pick him up, Sweeney?
In Chicago.
Chicago.
That's right, Lieutenant.
But Chicago is 600 miles from here. How could the guy be here and in Chicago at the same time?
Come on, Max, step on it. We've got to get to that hospital quick.
Yes? Can I help you?
We want to see Mrs. Alfred Gregory. What room is she in?
Mrs. Gregory?
Yeah, we're from police headquarters in Portland.
Oh, just a moment.
Yes?
Doctor, there are two men here to see Mrs. Alfred Gregory. They say they're from police headquarters. Can I...
Ma'am, come into my office.
Yes, sir. Would you step into the doctor's office? It's right across the hall.
Okay. Come on, Mac.
Hey, Brad, maybe she's still unconscious.
Well, I certainly got here in a hurry.
A hurry?
Yes, I called less than 5 minutes ago.
You called us?
Certainly.
Why?
About the piece of Mrs. Gregory, of course.
What about Mrs. Gregory?
Somebody poisoned her. She's dead.
Hurry, Mac, hurry. I can't go any faster. I don't get this business, Brad. I thought Mrs. Gregory was the killer.
So did I, Mac, but I was wrong.
Well, who was it?
I'm not sure. Where's the house?
I need to report, Lieutenant. Everything's been quiet.
Okay, Riley.
Where's Kelly and Andrew?
Kelly's in back of the house and Andrew's in the basement.
Anybody come in or go out?
Gregory came in about half an hour ago. He's still here.
Good. Come on, Mac. We're going in. Hey, I still don't get it, Brad. There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than I dreamt of in your philosophy.
Huh? And now, what's the matter with you, Runyon? What kind of talk is that?
Shakespeare, Mac. Shakespeare. I thought it was Macbeth, but it's not.
It's not? Well, who is it, then?
Hamlet.
Hamlet?
Shh. Keep as quiet as possible. Hey, what do we do now?
Upstairs. I want to look in the library again.
Why?
Never mind.
Hold it.
What's the matter?
Somebody's in there.
I think we'll surprise them.
Come on.
Mustn't worry, darling. Everything will be all right.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
What? Oh. Sorry to intrude, Gregory.
You're not intruding. I was merely comforting Miss Chandler. Quite upset over Byron's death.
Do you have to put your arms around her to comfort her?
Now, look here, Runyon. I don't like your implication.
That's too bad.
What are you doing here?
There was another murder tonight, Gregory. Your wife, Eugenia.
My sister? Oh, Dad.
Uh-huh. She was poisoned.
But how could the chauffeur have done that? He must have poisoned her when she found him in the library.
She didn't see the chauffeur in here.
Of course she did. That's why she screamed.
You're wrong, Gregory. The chauffeur was picked up in Chicago about an hour ago.
Chicago? Well, that's impossible.
Then he couldn't have murdered Byron or Eugenia.
No, he couldn't have done it. You're a pretty smart pair. Too smart, in fact.
You don't think that we... Oh, no. Alfred.
You had it all figured out, didn't you?
Alfred, what's he talking about?
I don't think he knows. You must be out of your mind, Runyon.
Maybe I'd better explain.
Maybe you'd better.
You mean they were in it together?
Sure they were.
Oh, no. What does it mean, Alfred?
I don't know, Margaret. Now, look here, Runyon. The chauffeur wasn't in Chicago. He was here in this house tonight. That's why Eugenia screamed.
That's why you thought she screamed. That's where you got your bad break, Gregory.
Don't be absurd.
You see, Mac, Gregory is a pretty smart boy. He's had this all planned for a long time.
I warn you, Runyon, you'll regret this.
The two of them killed Hale and framed the chauffeur.
No, it's not.
Then
no.
Gregory married Eugenia. But they had to get rid of her and Byron, too, if they wanted to get hold of the money.
So that's it.
No, I didn't do that. I swear I didn't. I loved Alfred, yes, but I didn't plan anything. I didn't know anything.
Maybe she's telling the truth. I don't know.
Well, of course I'm telling you the truth. You. Alfred. How could you do that?
He's lying, Margaret. He's trying to trap me.
You've already trapped yourself, Gregory. You see, you framed the chauffeur too well. He really thought he had killed Hale while he was drunk. You were behind the missing money, too.
I was right all along then. The chauffeur was innocent.
Tonight, when Gregory heard Eugenia scream, he was sure that the chauffeur had come back to get his revenge. And he saw a perfect chance to pull off two more murders and lay the blame on the chauffeur again.
But the chauffeur wasn't anywhere near here.
That's right. He never even suspected that he'd been framed. It's funny, isn't it, Gregory? Mac, we ought to call this the case of the too perfect crime.
You're very funny, Runyon. Tell me some more.
Okay. Maybe Eugenia knew you'd murdered Hale. Maybe she even helped you. But she wasn't as tough as you are. She couldn't stand looking at those eyes of Hale's in the portrait.
And that accounts for the two portraits.
There weren't two of them, Mac. There was only one. She simply had the eyes painted over. You never noticed it, did you, Gregory? And neither did Margaret, but Byron did. You see, Byron loved his father very much, and he hated his mother for marrying you.
You've got it all figured out, haven't you?
Nearly.
I'll bring him right here to you.
When Byron saw that the eyes had been changed, he thought his mother had murdered his father. So tonight, before you killed him, he carefully removed the painted over eyes so his mother would see the original one. That's why Eugenia screamed, Gregory.
Very clever, aren't you?
Uh-huh. You killed Byron because he was too near the truth about his father's murder. And then, when I told you the chauffeur had escaped, you saw the perfect chance to kill Eugenia, too, and blame both deaths on the chauffeur. How am I doing, Gregory?
You're doing too well, Runyon.
When Eugenia screamed, you were sure she'd seen the chauffeur in the library, so you poisoned her on the way to the hospital. The chauffeur was in Chicago. You'll go free now, Gregory. But you won't. You're going to the electric chair.
Oh, no, I'm not.
You got a car? I'll ask for it, Runyon.
No,
I'll
don't go.
Here.
No, don't.
No.
Drop
the gun, Gregory. Drop it. Now then. Put the handcuff on him, Max. That is too loud. Okay, Brad. Thanks, Miss Chandler. You all right?
Oh, yes, I'm all right. The bullet just missed me. It went in.
What's wrong?
The bullet. It hit the portrait. It's right through the eye in the picture.
Yeah. What do you know about that, Max? I told you there were funny things happening in this world, didn't I? Things you'd never dream of. Yeah, that's sort of weird. Hey, by the way, Runyon, what about this guy Hamlet you were talking about? Hamlet? No, he was an amateur detective who got himself knocked off because he couldn't make up his mind about a murderer.
No kidding.
Yeah. Let that be a lesson to you, Max. Never be in doubt when you're dealing with murder.